We're on Daf Tzadi Tesomid Beis. Let's give a little background so we could start at the point that we left off yesterday. Our Mishnah here in Zvachim indicates that an Onein is only excluded from being Mechalik B'Kodshim, even though his Aninus will terminate at night. But if, let's say, another Kohen would invite him to eat with him from his chelik at night, then he could eat so. He's allowed to eat it. And the Gemara postulated a stira from a Mishnah Psachim. The Mishnah Psachim indicates that in the case of an onen, they were only allowing him to eat ba'erev korban pesach, meaning that other kodshim were asur. Aninus on Yom HaMisa is Da'oraisa. Aninus Balayla, the night afterwards, is only Midivrei Sofrim. We know that Aninus Da'oraisa is only one day. And there's a Machlokas Tanoim in the Brice a little bit later on. As far as the Laila that follows the Yom HaMisa, is it Avelus Aninus Da'oraisa, or that Aninus Balayla is only Derabbanon? The Gemara Psachim assumes that Mishnah Psachim reflects the sheet that Aninus Balayla is Derabbanon, and Rabbanon lo hamidu divrayem b'makom Karban Pesach, meaning that since Karban Pesach is a very severe, high-profile mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that generates kares if it's not fulfilled. Therefore, the Chachamim looked aside as far as the Aninus Laila that follows Yom HaMisa, which is only a Drabbanon, and they allowed him during his Aninus to eat from the Korban Pesach. However, the implication is from the Mishnah in Psachim that only Korban Pesach they were matir. As far as Achilas Kodshim, other Kodshim, since there's Aninus Ba'erev and the Laila, they would not allow him to eat from other Kodshim. Our Mishnah here in Zvachim, as we said, indicates that the only exclusion of an Onein in such a case where he'll terminate his Aninus Ba'laila was only from the schus, the rights and the status of being cholik. But as far as eating is concerned, that would be allowed. And there were a number of possible ways of reconciling this theory between our Mishnah here in Zvachim and the Mishnah in Psachim. But what we want to know is, who is the Tana that holds in the Mishnah in Psachim that Aninus Laila is only Derabbanon? Again, because if Aninus Laila would have been Doraisa, then he wouldn't have been Matir eating the Korban Pesach after nightfall on Leil Tesvav. A Doraisa of Aninus of Inisanis would not be matir. The answer is that the heter for Achilas Pesach in the Mishnah Psachim Balayla is based on the fact that Aninus Laila is only the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon would look aside rather than insist on their takon, on their isur, at the loss of the Korban Pesach. And the Gemara then analyzes who is the Tana that holds Aninus Laila is the Rabbanon. The Gemara identifies that as Rabbi Shimon, based on a Braisa that records a Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says in that Braisa that Aninus Laila is Dvar Torah, is Doraisa. Rabbi Yehuda is going to derive this din later on in a Braisa from the Aninus of Aaron of Bonov after the death of Nadav Aviu. And Rabbi Shimon says that Aninus Laila is only Derabbanon, it's not Dvar Torah. And as a result, Rabbi Shimon, as reflected in the Mishnah in Psachim, is going to allow the Onen Balayla to eat from the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Shimon in the Braisa brings a proof from the Chachamim who say that Onen Tovel V'Ochel Epischo Ba'erev Avalo B'Kodshim. That in the case of an Onen, what he does is, with nightfall, he'll be Tovel and he'll eat from the Korban Pesach. And the reason for that is because Aninus Laila is Durabonon, is Midirei Sofer. Had it been Dorai, so they couldn't have possibly allowed a violation of that Iser Aninus for the sake of a Korban Pesach. And now we're up to the sugya that we want to focus on today, which is a stira between Reb Shimon and this price that we just learned, where the Iser Onen Balaila is only Durabanan, and another Braisa, which seems to indicate that Rabbi Shimon holds that Aninus Laila is Doraisa. Now, let's point out that in our Mishnah, we learned that a Kohen Onen is not allowed Midoraisa to bring Karbonos during the time of his Aninus. What we didn't learn, which is another din, is that an onen, again, it doesn't matter whether he's a kohen or Yisrael, is not allowed to bring a karbon. So until now we're talking about being makriv a karbon. Now we're talking about a havas hakarbon, which means let him send a shliach to bring the karbon in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis HaMikdash, and as a result of the shlichus, the onen will have his karbon. So let's read the Gemara now. Savar Rabbi Shimon. Okay, where is this Gemara? It's about halfway down, right near the Tosus Dibur Maskil Onen. So the Gemara says, "V'Savar Rabbi Shimon, is it really so that according to Rabbi Shimon, Aninus Laila is the Rabbanon, and that we saw because Rabbi Shimon held that they were matir the Achilas Pesach Balaila." Vasanya Rabbi Shimon Omer ein onen eno mishaleach karbonosav. Now, if we assume that eno mishaleach karbonosav is an all-inclusive absolute rule that includes Korban Pesach as well, then what we're saying is that Aninus is Doraisa, even Balaila, against Rabbi Shimon, even though now we're talking in Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, "My lava filu b'karben Pesach." Now, what's going on here is that the reason why the onen is not mishalech is Pesach is because he's not allowed to eat the Pesach b'layla. And that must be a doraisa. If the din aninus layla would have been drabanon and midoraisa is allowed to eat from his karben b'layla, then the chacham would not have insisted that the onen can't. He's excluded from sending his karbonos. And he's excluded from the very enterprise of Hakrovas Karbonos, which would undermine now a Chiyuv Kares. In other words, we can only justify this position, this statement of Rabbi Shimon, that excludes an Onen for being Mishalech Karbonosov, if it's impossible for him, Balaila, to eat from the Karbon Pesach. And that would have to be a Doraisa, because if the Iser Achila Balaila, which would mean Aninus Balaila, is only Drabonon, then for sure he would be able to Mishaleach his Korban Pesach by Yom through some Shliach and then eat the Korban Pesach Balaila. The very fact that he's excluded from sending a Korban Pesach through a Shliach, which means from any sort of Havas HaKorban, Akrovas HaKorban on his behalf, is because he has no possibility of Achilas HaKorban, he's an Onen. And that would have to indicate that the Iser Achila of an Onen Balaila, because again, this is all taking place on the 14th of Nisan, but as far as the Leil Tesvav B'Nisan is concerned, that's Aninus Laila. And if we assume, as we saw in the previous Braisa, which recorded the Machlok stream, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Shimon's position is that Aninus is only by day, and by night that's only Darabonah, and Darabonah would not be Mamid Devrayim, and therefore undermine his ability to bring a Korban Pesach. But here we have a Braisa that says, Onen Einu Mishaleach Karbonosav in the name of Rabbi Shimon, and it includes Korban Pesach, it must be that he won't be able to eat the Korban Balaila, and that's based on the Shita that Aninus Laila is Doraisa. So how do we reconcile this theory? So the Gemara says, Lo Lebarmi Pesach. We can interpret this price as referring, Onen Einu Mishaleach Karbonosav means all Korbanos with the exception of Korban Pesach, In the case of Korban Pesach, we could be makiv the Korban Pesach on his behalf. He'll eat it balayla, as we saw in the Gemara Pesachim, and that's Reb Shimon who holds Haninus Lailus Drabbanan. So the Gemara now quotes a brisa in which Reb Shimon says explicitly that an onen cannot bring a Korban Pesach. Vasanya, we have a brisa Reb Shimon Omer. He's asking, what is the meaning of the etymological, the word shlomim, is kshu shalom mevi, vienu mevi, kshu onen. That an onen cannot bring a carbon shlomim. In other words, carbon shlomim in its very essence is antithetical taninus. They're mutually exclusive. The brisa says, let's ask the fine question, if what when it says shlomim, you're talking about the fact that shlomim shalem, which means that he has an element of simcha, is daitom yushevasalav, and that's antithetical to aninus. If that be the case, minay l'rabos es hatoda, perhaps in the case of karban toda, where it's not shalem, it's not simcha, he's only expressing his gratitude to Hashem, how would we know that an one is excluded from a carbon todo? And the Rice answers, Mar banias hatodo shekein nechels besimcha, that even carbon todo has an element of simcha. Kishlamim, like carbon shlom. So we now have an equation between shlomim and todo. They both have a kiyum of simcha. And the commentaries add here that he can be mekayim the mitzvah of achila with the mitzvah of achila, can be also mekayim the chovah simchas haregel. When the Torah says samachta b'chagecha, it means he brings a korban shalmei achag, which are called shalmei simcha. That's in addition to shalmei chagiga. And stam simcha, whenever it says simcha, it's b'zevach shlomim. Like it says in the pasuk, "V'zavachta shlomim v'achalta shem v'samachta lufnei Hashem olkecha," and a korban tovin is also called shlomim. If you open up to Vayikra Zion, you'll see that a korban tovin is also called shlomim, which means nechels b'simcha. Minayin l'rabos es ha'ola. The brisa continues. How do we know that an one is excluded from a korban ola? That's not a korban shlomim, that's not a korban simcha. And he says, Marbaniyas ha'ola shekein ba b'neder b'nedava kishlomim. That a person can take upon himself, voluntarily, a commitment to bring a korban ola, and that makes it similar to shlomim. Minay l'rabos bechar u'maser v'pesach. Here we have cases, three categories of korbanos, which do not have an element of simcha, essentially, and they're not boim b'neder and dova. You can only have a chova. You can't be misnadev to bring a bechar behema, to bring a maaser behema, or a korban pesach. It's all a matter of chova. And the Bryce answers, mar b'ani bechar maaser, u'pesach shkein enam boim al chet. That just like korban shlomim is not boim al chet. There's no admixture of sin here. I'm going to be mar, but also those things that are similar to shlomim, and they don't have an element of chet, and that's b'chor maser pesach, that an onen cannot bring any of these karbonos. The Bryson then asks, minay l'rabos chatos v'osham? Chatos v'osham do not belong to any of these descriptions that we had before. There's no possibility of nedava. And it is Baal Chet, it's Talmud Lomar, from the Pasuk of Vayikra Gimel, it says, V'yim Zevach Shlomim Karbano. The word Zevach is superfluous, and it comes to teach us Chatos V'Osham, which means the Chatos V'Osham being compared to Shlomim, and an Onen is excluded. Minayin L'Rabos Ofos, how do we exclude an Onen from a Karban Of? V'es v'hamenochos v'hayayin v'ha'etzim v'alavona. We don't have a ribui for any of the above, and these are all brought on the Mizbeach. And how do we know to exclude an onet? Tamalama shlamim karbano. The extra word karbano is kol karbanos shumevi. Now it's an onet is excluded from all karbanos. And the reason for that is because in order to bring a karban, he's got to be kshusholet. When he has daito miyushevasolim, he's bishlemus, v'yeno maybe kshu onet. In any event, what do we see in this price? So the price has in the list carbon pesach. Then an onet can't bring a carbon pesach. That's against the Mishnah that we saw, that Rabbi Shimon holds that as far as carbon pesach is concerned, since it's balayla and it's only aninus the rabbana, therefore the rabbana will lo him to frame, they allowed him to eat the carbon pesach. So Rav Chisda pesach kedi nazbe. You know, to take out the word pesach, it doesn't really belong. It was mentioned agav urcha. There's a group of membership of three that's b'chor masu and pesach. He mentions pesach, but in truth, an onan is allowed to bring a carbon pesach. Or shall we say kavim shaleach it through acherim? Rav Sheshes Omar, my pesach shalme pesach. Another alternative. Even if I don't take out the word pesach, I'm reinterpreting as a reference to shalme pesach, which is otherwise known as chagigas arbasar. And the reason why we bring a chagigas arbasar is in order to facilitate what we call achilas apesach al asova. So, for example, if you have a small lamb that's brought in a carbon pesach for a massive amount of people, every person is going to get a kezias. He's not going to be satiated. He's not eating the carbon pesach al asova. So what we do is we're makriv karbono shlomim together with the karbon pesach. They'll eat the pesach after they eat the shlomim, and that'll be an achila al asova. That karbon is called chagiga sarbasar. And perhaps that's what the Braisa meant when it said Pesach, meant Shalmei Pesach. So now the Gemara wants to know, so what's the Chiddush of Shalmei Pesach? Yehochi, Hainu Shlomim, you already mentioned Shlom, why do you have to mention Shalmei Pesach? And the answer is, Tana Shlom Aboy Machmas Pesach, V'tana Shlom Aboy Machmas Atzma, Te'i Lo Tana Shlomim Aboy Machmas Pesach, Salkadait Kamina, Ho'il Machmas HaPesach HaSuki, Gufei De Pesach Domu. So the Havmina here was that Shalmei HaPesach, insofar as they're being brought in order to facilitate the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, meaning to eat the Korban Pesach al asova, so it has a din of Korban Pesach, meaning we elevate it to the status of a Korban Pesach, even though it's only Shalmei Pesach, but as the status of Korban Pesach. And since we were matir for an onen, according to Rav Shimon, to bring the carbon pesach, and they'll eat it at night, because aninus laila is only drabona, therefore they were matir in this havamina, even shalmei pesach. And so far as that has, that shalmei pesach has the status of carbon pesach itself, because machmas ha-pesach asu, it's kigufe de pesach dom. Kol mashmalon, the Mishnah tells us that no, the status of shalmei pesach is that, is identical with that of other korbanos, it's not a carbon pesach, and therefore it cannot be brought by aninus. And now we're up to Rav Mori. Rav Mori is going to offer a different reconciliation of the Braisa and the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. And now he's going to take the other approach, the high road. He's going to assume that according to Rav Shimon, aninus laila is Dvar Torah, is a Doraisa. And here we're going to turn to Dav Kuf Amin Alf. Rav Mori Omar, Lo Kasha. There's no stira in the various statements of Rav Shimon. Kan, here in the Braisa, is the case is Meslo Mesbar Basar, Vekavro Biar Basar. So the Misa and the Kvura took place on the 14th. Erev Pesach is the Yom HaMisa, the Yom HaKvura. And the Lila afterwards is obviously the extension of the Aninus of the day. And that's the case. And Kan, but the Mishnah Psachim, and also the Braisa quoting Rav Shimon, that's Meslo Mes B'Shloshasar U'Kvaro B'Arbasar. which means that there was a split between the Misa and the Kvura in such a way that the Misa was on Yud Gimel, the Kvura is on Yud Dalet. So Erev Pesach, Yud Dalet is not Yom HaMisa, it's only Yom HaKvura, because the Kvura took place on Yud Gimel. Therefore, Leil Pesach, in such a case, the Laila after the day of the Kvura, which is not the day of the Misa, that's only Aninus Derabbanan. And now the Gemara explains, Rav Mori explains this chiluk, and he says the following. Meislo meis bar basar, kvar bar basar. In such a case, he can't eat Pesach b'layla because the layla after the Yom HaMisa is doraisa. Again, we have to see the braisa, and what does the braisa mean by formulating a machlok shin Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon? It doesn't seem to be a machlokas, but in any event, is tofes leilo midoraisa. And that drasha is based on the aninus of Aaron and Moshe, which was an aninus laila doraisa. And since he's not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach at that night midoraisa, therefore he won't bring the Korban Pesach. However, in a case of meslo mes biyud gimel ukvar biyud dalid, so erev Pesach is not the Yom HaMisa; it's only the Yom HaKvura. Is Yom HaKvura is the Rabbanon? The whole institution of Aninus is the Rabbanon in the case of Yom HaKvura. And Eino Tofis is Leilo Elim Rabbanon, and therefore if it's only the Rabbanon in the Laila, then the Chacham will waive that the Rabbanon, that Yisra the Rabbanon of Aninus, for the sake of the bringing of the Korban Pesach. So this is fascinating, because at this point we made an about face in our understanding of the Shita of Rav Shimon, and Rav Mori's teretz to this stira in Rav Shimon is based on the assumption that Aninus Laila, if it follows the Yom HaMisa of Yom HaKvura, is Doraisa. The day of Aninus extends into the night. We saw that already in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Brice that we just brought. And now we're insisting that, according to Rav Mori, the Shita of Rav Shimon is the same identical Shita as Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara rejects Rav Mori for the obvious reason. Omale Rav Ashi, Rav Mori, the Ella, according to your logic, that the Mishnah Psachim is talking about Yom HaKvura. Is Hadik Tani, what do we do with the Braisa that we quoted on Daf Tzadites? Rav Yehuda says, Aninus Laila do Raisa, Rav Amalor Rav Shimon Teida, I'm going to prove to you that Aninus Laila is the Rabbanon. Shari Omer B'Mishnah, Onein Tovel V'Yochel Es Pischo, Amalor B'Kodshim. His name Malay, Rav Yehuda should have turned around and said to Rav Shimon, Ka'im no loch anna yom ha-misa do Raisa, V'yamet li yom kvura do Rabbanon. How would Rav Shimon have quoted, invoked this Mishnah as a raya and a counter argument against Rav Yehuda if you, Rav Mori, are interpreting that Mishnah as referring to Yom HaKvura, and that's the Rabbanon? So Rav Yehuda is not going to be impressed by this Mishnah, because he's going to just simply say that if the Mishnah is talking about Yom HaKvura, that's not what I was talking about. I'm talking about the Doraisa, the Laila Doraisa, which follows the Yom HaMisa. It's the law of Rabbi Yehuda is that Tofes HaLaila, the Yom is Tofes the Laila, in the case of an Onen Doraisa. That's as far as Yom HaMisa is concerned, but not Yom HaKvura if it wasn't Yom HaMisa. That whole enterprise is only Durabonon, is Kasha. So the Gemara has no way of defending Rav Mori. So now the Gemara is going to quote other answers to reconcile what seems to be a stira in Rav Shimon as far as Aninus Laila Derabbanon, because we saw that Rav Shimon, as a result of Aninus Laila, he asked Havas HaKorban HaShiluach HaKorban Aninus Min HaTorah. Is Abaye Omer Lo Kasha? Oh, here's a lumdish answer of Abaye. There's no stira between the two statements of Rav Shimon. Khan, in the braisa that says the Korban Pesach is not Korban by Ninus, that's a case of Mes Kodem Chatzos Hayom. In other words, we're talking about midday, and that's Erev Pesach. When exactly did this person become an Onin? When exactly did his relative die? Was it before Chatzos, which is before the time of Achilas HaPesach, or after Chatzos, with the inception of the Chova, the obligation to eat the Pesach? where we saw in the Braisa that a Korban Pesach is Eino Korv Baninus, that's going to be a case where the Aninus Hekadima, the Aninus came before the Chiyuv Korban Pesach. In other words, the Misa took place before Chatzos Hayom, even before the emergence of the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach. The Mishnah Psachim, which stated that an Onen could eat the Korban Pesach, that's talking about a case of a Pesach that's being brought by Aninus, Shemes Achar Chatzos. So the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach already set in at Chatzos, and the Misa of his Korban has not yet taken place. So therefore, Abai explains, if the Misa was Kodem Chatzos, Lo Ichazeh LePesach, in other words, he became an Onen before the Shas Chiyuv Achilus Pesach, and therefore the Korov of the Mess is not Roy LaKrovas Korban Pesach. And that's because the Misa took place before Chatzos, so he was never Roy to Korban Pesach. You know, it's when the clock strikes midday, Chatzos Hayom, it does not engender Chiyuv Pesach with regard to or vis-a-vis someone who had a Misa in his family, because he's an Onen, and the Onen is Mufka from the Chalos Chiyuv of Korban Pesach. He's not a Roy LaKrovas HaKorban. Is Chayla Leaninus at the moment that he lost his relative Rachman Litzlan, which was before Chatzos, he already became an Onen, and he's also Bavos Korbanos. He was excluded therefore from the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach. Now, the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach can't be Chal on someone who is excluded from the Korban Pesach. But if the Misa took place Achar Chatzos, means at Chatzos he was not an Onen, he was Ichse LePesach, he could bring the Korban Pesach, is Lo Chai Le'alei Aninus. In such a case, since the Misa took place after Chatzos, which means at the moment of Chatzos there was a Chalos Chiyuv of Korban Pesach, is then the Aninus cannot be Chal subsequently when he lost his relative to undermine the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach that's already been set in stone. So we're going to have to postpone the Aninus for the sake of the Chovas Korban Pesach. In this case, the Aninus is not Chal of. Now, if you take the Gemara literally, it sounds like the Gemara is saying that the Aninus, in the case where the Misa happened after Chatzos, is not Chal at all. That's not so. You can't take the Gemara in that vein. What it means is that the Aninus is not going to be Chal to be Oker, the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach, that was already Chal at Chatzos. So when the Misa took place, at that point there's Aninus, but that's not an Aninus that has the power to be Doche, to underline a Chiyuv Korban Pesach that already was Chal. It's entrenched. As far as, for example, eating other kodshim or other dinei isur aninus, whatever dinim apply to an onen, they will be chal minus the isur of Korban Pesach. And even as far as Korban Pesach, you could say he's considered an onen, because the Gemara says in Psochim that he needs tvila in order to eat his Korban Pesach at night. And the heter that he has to eat the Korban Pesach at night is only because Aninus Laila is the Rabbanon. So now the Gemara at this point, Abai, is shifting back to our original understanding of Reb Shimon against Rav Mori, that Aninus Laila is the Rabbanon. And since Aninus Laila is the Rabbanon, therefore we're not going to be Mamed Devreim. In other words, we're not going to insist on an Isur that would undermine the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach. Again, if Aninus Laila would be Doraisa, then he wouldn't be able to eat the Korban Pesach, even in the case where the Misa took place after Chatzos, because the Aninus is Chal before the Chovas Achilas HaPesach Balaila. And it's a whole circle, because since the Aninus is Chal before the Mitzvah Achila, once the Aninus is Chal, if Aninus Laila is Doraisa, he won't have a possibility of Achila, and then we go back to the Avos HaKorban, the Shechitas HaPesach on Erev Pesach, and that's impossible on his behalf. So basically, Abai says that There are basically two principles that underlie Abaye's reconciliation of the brises. One principle is that Enochinam according to Shimon Aninus Lila's Durabonon. And the second principle is, will the Rabbanon overlook the Aninus Lila and allow the Onen to eat the Korban Pesach for the sake of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? That depends, Abaye says, which came first. If the Chiv Korban Pesach came first, then the Rabbanon are not going to undermine that Chiv Korban Pesach because of the Aninus Durabonon of Lila that precludes him from eating from the Pesach. If, on the other hand, the Aninus came first, and that's already Aninus Doraisa, then the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is not going to undermine and neutralize that Chiv that was Chal already before Chatzos with the Misa of his Korv. That's Abaye. And the Gemara now just quotes two brisos, which seem to contradict each other, in order to prove Abaye's Shita. Now, just by way of background, let's just say the following. The Torah prohibits a Kohen to be metame tumas mes. However, one exception to that rule is the case of Zion Krovin, that although for a fremder, for someone who's not related to the Kohen, he's not allowed to be metame lemes. We'll soon see the exceptional case of Mes Mitzvah. But for the sake of the Zayin Krovim, in the case of Kohen Hedjot, he's allowed to be Metame for the sake of Kvuras HaMes. Now that's true with regard to Kohenim. It's not true with regard to a Nazir. A Nazir is enjoined from Tumas Mes, even in the case of Zayin Krovim. And that's derived from a pasuk in Parshas Noso, which is explicit that a Nazir is not allowed to be metame even for the sake of his Zayin Krov. So the Gemara says the following: Mino tamed deshani lei bein kodem chatzos bein liacher chatzos. What would be the basis for Abaye's distinction? Can we find an early source to distinguish between whether the Misa took place before the Chalos Chi of Korban Pesach, that means before Chatzos on Erev Pesach, or whether the Misa took place after Chatzos, after the Chi of Korban Pesach has already emerged? The Sanya, we have a Braisa that's going to address the following question. The Torah says that a Kohen is not allowed to be Metame Lemes, Ki Im, with the exception of L'Sha'era Korav Elov, Le'achosa Absula, etc., etc., La Yitama. And the Braisa says mitzvah. This is the famous Braisa of the Maisa of Yosef HaKohen. The word mitzvah means that it's not an option, it's not a permission that the Kohen has, that he has license to be metame himself for the sake of his Zayin Krovim, but rather it's a mitzvah, i.e. a chova. And therefore the Braisa continues, says lo ratza. If he decides, well, you know what, it's more important for me to be shomer my Kedushas Kahuna, not be metame myself, not contaminate myself, I'm a Kohen, and I'll give up on the mitzvah of Kruas HaMes, in the case of Zayin Krovim, is metame no so al karka, will mamish force him to become tome. In the Yerushalmi, there's a scenario that's described where they push them against the mes. Maisav Reb Yosef HaKohen Shemesa Yishtomer of Pesach. Now here he had an additional reason, since the misa of his wife took place in Erev Pesach, lo ratza litamilo, he didn't want to get involved in her burial because that would be mevatelim from the Korban Pesach. But nimnu echav hakohenim v'timu bal korcho. They took, so to speak, a vote, and they gathered together as a unit, the kohenim, his colleagues, and they said, you know what, you have to be metame yourself. The Keren Ora writes that Havas HaKorban is Nidche, Benko Mishum Aninus. In other words, when it says that Lo Ratza Litamilo, that this Yosef HaKohen didn't want to be Metame to his mess, that had nothing to do with Korban Pesach, because even if he's not Metame the mess, he's already out of the box as far as Korban Pesach is concerned, he's an One. But rather, some sort of din of Tahara Beregel. And that's a Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Ochlin. Again, because the maskona of this sugi is that Aninus is chalolov, and it's docha the chovas ha-pesach.
Again, the Gemara hasn't come to that final conclusion yet, but be that as it may, in the Keranot's pointing out Lamaskona, then you'd have to understand, if you want to interpret this Mice of Yosef HaKohen properly in light of the Maskona, that what motivated him on this Erev Pesach had nothing to do with the Korban Pesach, had to do with Yontif, with Regel, with Taras Ha'odom V'Regel. In any event, we see clearly from this Braisa that there's a Chiv to be Metame, and even if that overrides the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, we're admitting, but how are we going to reconcile that with the following Braisa? The Braisa goes through the parasha of Nazir, where the Torah enjoins the Nazir li'ov li'im li'ochel achoso lo yitama, parashas Naso. And the Braisa asks the following, Ma Talmud Lomer, the Braisa asks, what is this pasuk teaching us? You've already told me that a Nazir is not allowed to be Mitami Lov Vili'imo, so for sure he's not allowed to be Mitami Lachoso. And the Braisa answers, Harei Shel Holach, if the Nazir was on his way, Lishchodes HaPesach, it's Erev Pesach. And an alternative scenario is Ve Hayaholech Lomul Esbino. And now, in order to be Makiv the Korban Pesach, he has to maintain his status as a tar, but v'shama shemes lo mes. He heard that one of his relatives died. And now, in a sense, there are two reasons why he shouldn't be metabi himself. One is because he's a Nazir, and second, because he doesn't want to vitiate his possibility of bringing the Korban Pesach. Is yochel, I might think, yitame, that he should be metabi lemeso, for the sake of being metame lemeso, right? And let's say we saw in the previous Braisa that in certain cases, again, the Braisa there was talking about a Kohen, not about a Nazir, but maybe we should think about the possibility that the Hitamus Lekrovov is a mitzvah, and the Gemara is applying that mitzvah even into the case of a Nazir. Now, as a result of the mitzvah of being Mitami Lemeso, he's going to undermine the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Amarta lo yitame. No, he should not be Mitami himself. That would be a violation of both Nazir and Korban Pesach. Later on, we're going to have a case of a Nazir who's also Kohen Gadol. He's not allowed to be Mitami to the Krovim who died. But basically, this halacha should apply to any person who's on his way to Shechta Korban Pesach, and on the one hand he has a mitzvah to be metami lemeso if he finds out that he lost a relative, but on the other hand he's going to undermine his mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Now, in the case of Nazir, he's not allowed to violate his Nazirus in order to be metami for his krovim because of the Easter of Nazir. In the case of Shar B'nai Adam, he's not allowed to be metami his krovim for a different reason, because he'll be mavato himself as a result of this tumah from the mitzvah of Hakrovas HaPesach. That equation, again, has to be understood. But Rashi already points out that the Gemara is operating with this equation, and to the same extent that a Nazir is enjoined from being Metami himself to his Krovim because of the Easter and the Kedushas Nazir, so too a regular rank-and-file citizen is enjoined from being Metami himself, and that'll undermine his ability to be Makriv the Korban Pesach. Yochel, I might think, kishem shelo yitami lachoso, kach eno mitami lemes mitzvah. How far do we go? Again, we want to maintain and preserve the Kedushas Nazir, even if it means that he will omit getting personally involved in the burial of one of his krovim. But what about the burial of a mes mitzvah? That's the most severe and most profound kind of requirement of burial, because we have a Yisrael that died and there's no one who's Osek Bekfuroso, he's Mushlach B'derech. And there the Rambam writes that it's a mitzvah, I'll call Echad Miyisrael Kavro. But now we have the case of a Nazir. So what do we do? Talmud Loma Lachosa, Lachosa, who diated Mitame, he's not Mitame for Achoso. And Achoso is representative of all his Krovim. And there the Nazirus trumps the mitzvah of Kvura, but Aval Metami Lemes Mitzvah, Nazirus, with all its severity and its sanctity cannot trump the mitzvah of mes mitzvah. In any event, it's explicit here in the Braisa that as far as the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is concerned, it comes before the mitzvah of Hitamas L'Krovim, meaning he's not Mitami L'Krovim if he's going to undermine his Korban Pesach. And that's against the first Braisa that we said, that a person is obligated to be Mitami his Krovim, even if by doing so he will be excluded from the Korban Pesach. And the case of Yosef HaKohen that we spoke about in the first Braisa is such that they forced him to be Mitami L'Mes, even though it means that he will not be Makom the Korban Pesach. Here in the second Braisa, we'll call it the Braisa of Nazir, the opposite is true. The mitzvah of Korban Pesach takes precedence. And we're not going to allow him to be Mitami for his Krovim at the expense of Korban Pesach. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara says the only way of reconciling these two brises is lav shmamina, and we go back to Abaye's distinction, and this is the source for Abaye, is kan kodem chatzos and kan liachar chatzos. The second brisa that says that Korban Pesach takes precedence, it means that the mess died. The mess died when? Let's just go over the mathematics over here. In the second Braisa, the mess died after Chatzos. Oh, after Chatzos. Now we got it. So the precedence here, the preference here, and priority here goes to the Korban Pesach because the Chiv Korban Pesach emerged before he became an Anone. And we could say Kfar Chalov Chovas Shkitas HaPesach. And that's going to override the subsequent mitzvah of being Mitami L'Krovim. But the Braisa of Yosef HaKohen, the first Braisa, that's going to be a case where his wife died before Chatzos, and therefore the Aninus was makdim to the Chalos Chiv Korban Pesach, and that Chiv Aninus is going to prevent the emergence of the Chiv Korban Pesach, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, because since he's an Onein is not Chayv in Korban Pesach. And therefore he has to get involved in the mitzvah of being Mitami L'Ishto. He's not involved in the Korban Pesach at all. Again, because the Misa took place before Chatzos. And now we have a clear-cut proof that everything depends upon what came first, the Aninus or the Chalos Chiv Pesach. In other words, did the Mess die before Chatzos, which means Aninus was Makdim, or did the mess die after Chatzos, which means that the Chovas Pesach emerged first, and that's Mafkia, the Aninus, at least as far as Korban Pesach, and that's the Shita of Abaye. So the Gemara now questions this proof. Is this ample support for Abaye? Mimai. How do you know that the reason for the first Braisa, in the case of Yosef HaKohen, that they were mechayvim to be metami himself on Erev Pesach, is because the Aninus came before the Chovas HaPesach. Dilma, the Olamei Melecha, Idi V'Idi, both the Braisas are talking about a case of mess, Achar Chatzos. Not the way you interpreted it, that the Braisa of Yosef HaKohen means that the Misa took place before Chatzos. The whole story is the Misa is after Chatzos. So the Chalos Chiv Pesach has already emerged. So what are these two brises then? What are they fighting about? They seem to be contradictory. Veha, the Gemara says that we have to introduce now two different shitos in the Machlokas Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, to understand the difference between these two brises. So the steer in the two brises is unanswered, unreconcilable, because these two brises represent two different shitos of Tanoim. In a machlokas tanoim, as to which takes precedence, the chiyuv of being mitami lekrovov or the chiyuv of korban pesach, and that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael. So the ha Rabbi Yishmael, the second braisa reflects the shita Rabbi Yishmael, and therefore, even though the chiyuv korban pesach emerged, no, I'm sorry. Leave out the word even. In the battlefield, in the confrontation between Pesach on the one hand and the Chiv to be Mitami to his Krovim on the other hand, according to the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, it's the Chiv of Korban Pesach that takes precedence. And therefore, as we said before in the second Braisa, the Braisa of Nazir, as we called it, the there are many different reasons why a person should not be mitami to his krovim, maybe because of Kedushas Nazir, Kedushas Kohen Gadol, but also because of the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach. And that represents the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel does not put that much emphasis on Lo Yitoma, on the Chiyuv to be mitami for the Zayin Krovim. He's going to call that a Rishus. But Ha Rabbi Akiva, the first Brisa that they forced him to be Metame Lemes, that's Rabbi Akiva holds Chova. The Sanya we learned in a Brisa regarding the Pasuk of Vayikra Chaf Aleph Lo Yitama, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Rishus, Rabbi Akiva Omer Chova. In other words, Rabbi Shmuel says we have a Heter permitting the Kohen to be Metame Lemes in one of his Zayin Krov, but he's not obligated to do so. And therefore, in that context, we can understand the second brisa that certainly Korban Pesach, which is an absolute chiyuv, it's not an option, it's a chiyuv karis if you omit it, that's going to trump the mitzvah of being metame lezayin krovin, which is only a rishus. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that being metame lechovim is a mitzvah. So again, even if we're talking about a case where the misa took place Achar Chatzos, nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva would still insist that there's a din kedima to hitamus, to vimetame, even at the expense of the Korban Pesach. And what generates this kedima to hitamus lekrovim? It's the mitzvah, which according to Rabbi Akiva is an absolute chova to vimetame. And that was the first price that we saw that they forced Yosef HaKohen, reflecting the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, to be mitame even at the expense, even at the loss of the Korban Pesach. The mitzvah of Itamas Lekrovim says Rabbi Akiva trumps the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And again, that's even in a case where the misa took place after Chatzos, so the chiyuv of Korban Pesach came first. So the onen is an absolute chiyuv according to Rabbi Akiva has to be metame lekrova. Rabbi Shmuel on the other hand holds that itamus lekrova is only a rishus, as we said, and therefore the onen is also to be metame. And that would apply in all likelihood, even if the aninus took place before chatzos, before the chiyuv korban pesach. It doesn't matter. The chiyuv korban pesach, once it's chal, trumps the Hitamas, because Hitamas is only a license, it's only a permissibility, but it's not a Chiyuv. And for him to be Mavatel, the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach, even if it sets in after the Aninus, that we can't allow. But everybody agrees that if he wasn't Metame, if this Onei was not Metame himself, he could bring the Korban Pesach. Aninus is not Ma'akevis in the Korban Pesach. The only thing is, can we allow him to get involved in being Metame himself? And then by doing so, ipso facto, he's mafki himself from the Korban Pesach, that's going to be a machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Now, if that be the case, it comes out that the second brisa, which gives preference and precedence to the Korban Pesach over Hitamas Lekrovim, is Rabbi Akiva. That the second brisa that gives preference to the Korban Pesach, meaning the underlying principle in the second brisa is that the Korban Pesach trumps Hitamus, that would have to reflect the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. If I said Rabbi Akiva before, I stand corrected, because Rabbi Shmuel is the one who puts Hitamus lekrovim on a lower fire. So the second brisa, which tells him to be more dedicated and loyal to the Korban Pesach than the mitzvah of Hitamus, that's Rabbi Shmuel. So now the Gemara is going to prove that the second brisa is Rabbi Akiva. Lo salka daitach. In other words, we should not entertain the idea that the second brisa should be attributed to Rabbi Shmuel. Why? Dereisha dahi Rabbi Akiva ketani le. That second brisa opens up with Rabbi Akiva. The Sanya. Let's go back to the beginning of the second brisa, which we didn't quote before. Rabbi Akiva Omer, again in the parsha of Nazir. Let's read the pasuk: Kol Yemei Hizoru Lashem Al Nefesh Meisal Yavali Ovali Ima Liochiv Lachosol Itamela and Bemosam. And the pasuk starts with the word Nefesh. Elu Akrov Umes Elu Arachokim. In other words, the Nazir is enjoined from being Metami himself, whether it's for one of his close relatives or somebody who died who's not one of his relatives. Again, you might ask, why do you need both? If we only add one pasuk, we would have used it to exclude the rechokim. How do we know to exclude the krovim? That's because we have two psukim. So we have nefesh umes. So now we know that a nazir is enjoined from being metame for krovim. So what about the whole list over here that the Torah goes through? All these cases, why did the Torah need that? And we have to take them, pick them off one by one. Li aviv eino metame. So the extra word li aviv, because we already know that in all krovim he's not metame. So maybe the li'ov is telling you, in a flip, in an exclusion case, you are metame. Avo metame ulemes mitzvah. So aviv representing the entire group of krovim. Then the Torah says lo yitam lehem. But the extra words are going to tell us, no, only in these cases, only in these krovim, there's no tumah, and you don't violate the kedushas nozir. But in the case of mes mitzvah, then he has to be metami himself to be osek bikfuras mes mitzvah. Okay, that justifies li'aviv. What are we going to do with li'imo? Why does that have to be written here in the Torah? We already have established the isur v'tamus law. It says al nefesh meislo yavo. So the heter of nozir to be metami is only to mes mitzvah, and that we derive from aviv. But as far as all the other krovim, there's no heter. So why did the Torah have to specify li'imo? And the answer to the Braisa is, this is going to teach us that Hoya, if a person is a Kohen and a Nazir, he's got both Kedushos, a double whammy, Kedushas Nazir, Kedushas Kohen Gadol, or Kedushas Kuna, then he's not allowed to be Metami LeMeisim. How far are you going to go with that? Maybe you're going to say that since he has a double Kedusha, he's enjoined from violating and being and desecrating that Kedusha even for the sake of a Mes Mitzvah as a possibility? Because of the double Kedusha, until now we only knew about Nazir. Now we're throwing in Kohen to boot. Is therefore Le'imu hu dienu metamu metamu hu lemes mitzvah. Why does the Torah have to spell it Le'achiv? She'im hoya Kohen Gadol hu Nazir. Not only is a Kohen hedged, he's even a Kohen Gadol. He's got the highest level of Kedusha you can imagine. He's both Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. So really, in effect, he has three kedushos, all of which engender an isur tumah lemeisim. He's got basic kedushas kohuna, and me'al, and above that, he's got kedushas kohen gadol, from the moment that he was nismana to be a kohen gadol, and he also was mekabel on himself nazir. He's got a triple kedusha. So maybe in such a case, I would say that eino metame. Maybe he shouldn't be metame even for the sake of a mes mitzvah. And the answer is no. I'm going to learn from Li'achiv that metame hu lemes mitzvah. He's going to violate three, a triple head of kedusha for the sake of the great mitzvah of mes mitzvah. Lachoso, matamala. Why do we need the word lachoso? And the answer is this is also going to be memaida case from the general rule of a nazir. Hare shaholach. This fellow, who's both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, he's on his way, Lishchodes Pischov Lomas Benov, Shomish Meislo Mes. So in this case, that he has an additional reason why he shouldn't be Metame. Number one, he's a Kohen Gadol. Number two, he's a Nazir. Number three, he'll be undermined from the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Is Yochol, I might think that in this case, Yetame, he should be metame lemeso for the sake of what? Of the mitzvah of being metame for one of his krovim, amarta lo yitame. He shouldn't be metame. Why? Because he'd be overriding his nazirus and his kahuna, and he'd be undermining his fulfillment of the chov of Korban Pesach. Is yachal, I might think, kishem sheinu metame lachoso, kach einu metame lemes mitzvah. If we piggyback all these different kedushos together, that should override the mes mitzvah. Tamid lomar, the Torah therefore added the word le'achoso. Lachoso shelo yitame, avol yitame hu lemes mitzvah. In any event, this is the reisha of the braisa, which explicitly mentions Rabbi Akiva. And in the context of Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah postulates that for the this Braisa postulates that for the sake of the Kiyum Mitzvahs Korban Pesach. So this ratio of the second Braisa says that if he's a Kohen Gadol and he's a Nazir, two reasons why he shouldn't be Metame Li Achiv. Not only that, here's a third reason, he's on his way to the Korban Pesach, is Li Achiv Lo Yitame. And that ratio is explicitly Rabbi Akiva. Now, in the Sefer, the Braisa, we saw that for the sake of the Korban Pesach, he doesn't bury his relatives. So we wanted to say, well, that's because it's Rabbi Yishmael who doesn't put too much emphasis and weight on the mitzvah of burying the relatives, it's only Rishus. And we came to the conclusion that Braisa could not be reconciled with Rabbi Akiva. But as a matter of historical fact, Vivitzius, it is Rabbi Akiva who's talking in that. And yet he says, Don't bury the relatives, because you're going to undermine the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And that's Rabbi Akiva. How does that reconcile with Rabbi Akiva in the first place, in the story of the Maisa Kohen, Yosef HaKohen, where Rabbi Akiva is waving the flag of the Chiv to be Metame to your relatives? We'll push him, we'll force him. It's an absolute mitzvah, an absolute chovah, even at the expense of the Korban Pesach. So to reconcile this, we have to go back to Abaye, the difference between which came first, the Chiv of Korban Pesach or the Chiv of Onen. The Chiv of the Korban Pesach, if he died after Chatzos, the Chiv of Onen, if the relative died before Chatzos. Now the Gemara on Amud Beis, Kuf Amud Beis, suggests another way of reconciling the stira of Rabbi Shimon. In other words, what's Rabbi Shimon's opinion about Aninus Lila? We saw explicitly in one braisa that he, Rabbi Shimon, argues against Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who says Aninus Lila is the Oraisa, and Rabbi Shimon says it's the Rabbanon. And yet we had another braisa that said that Rabbi Shimon said that he cannot eat the Korban Pesach if he's an Onen. And why not? If Aninus Lila is only the Rabbanon, and certainly lo hamidim Rabbanon divrei b'makom chiv kares, and they would allow him to bring the Korban Pesach, says Rava Idi ve'idi achar chatzos. That we're talking about a case where the misa took place after chatzos, which means that the aninus was chal subsequent to the chiv Korban Pesach. So the chiv Korban Pesach emerged first. And the Iser of Havas Korban Pesach Baninus, which we saw in the Brice of Rabbi Shimon, and also the din that an Onen is allowed to use Pesach Balaila, which Rabbi Shimon brought from the Mishnah Psochim, is a case of Acher Chatzos, that the Korv died after Chatzos, V'lo Kasha. Kan Konim Sheshachoto V'Zarku Olov, V'kan Li'acher Sheshachoto V'Zarku Olov. The braisa that says an Onen cannot bring a Korban Pesach, that's a case where the Misa took place before the Shechita, or it's after Chatzos, but before the Shechita has taken place, and before the Zrika, the Dama Pesach. And therefore, from the moment that he became an Onen, he was excluded from Korban Pesach Minat Torah. And the reason for that is the drush of Shlomim that we saw of Rabbi Shimon, that Shlomim, anything similar to Shlomim, is excluded from an Onen. An Onen can't be in the state of mind of a Shlomim. Here, however, the Mishnah in Psachim is talking about a case where the Misa took place after the Shechita and after the Zrika. And the Aninus is going to be Mafkir, the Chovas HaKrovas Parban Pesach, even in a case where he became an Onen after Chatzos, but they were already makriv the Korban Pesach on his behalf, b'kashrus, because it was before the Misa, is then tov v'liochel as pischo b'erev. So fundamentally, Rav is saying, with the exception of the case where they were makriv the Korban Pesach, but as a fundamental principle, Rav, and this is in conscious Tabai, he holds that as a result of Aninus Minat Torah, on the day itself of Misa, the Onen is excluded from Korban Pesach. So basically the Aninus Do'oraisa of Yom HaMisa is Doche, the mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach. And that applies against Abai, even if the Misa took place after Chatzos, and the Chiyuv Chalos, Korban Pesach, was Chal at Chatzos, and was Magdim, the Aninus, comes along the Aninus, and completely removes his status vis-a-vis Korban Pesach. So from the moment he became an Onein, if they haven't done the Shechita of the Korban Pesach, they haven't done the Zrik of the Dam on the Mizbeach, he's excluded the Onein from Korban Pesach. And that's based on the Aninus Doraisa. Ah, you'll ask me, but Liachar Laila, the Lailachar Aninus is only Drabbanon, and then he's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, but it doesn't matter. Right now, Basher Husham, during the course of the day, and it's a Yom HaMisa, he's an Onein, and that Aninus undermines the Chiyuv of Korban Pesach. So he's out. He can't even send the Korban Pesach in the hands of a Shliach. And the Pella here is, according to Rav, is that even though he was already chayev at the moment of Chatzos, because that was before the Misa, nevertheless they haven't yet brought the Korban Pesach on his behalf, and now the Torah says you're an Onein, you're dachui from Havas Korban Pesach. You had the chi of Korban Pesach, but you cannot fulfill the Korban Pesach. You know, maybe we'll give you a second chance a month down the line at Pasuk Shei. I, the Brisa, says that we're going to allow him to eat the Korban Pesach, and that's Reb Shimon. The answer is that Brisa is talking about a case of Liachar Shashachta V'Zarkolov. That's the Mishnah in Pesachim. And therefore, even if you'll tell me the Aninus is Mafkia, his Chi of Korban Pesach, even though he became an Onin after Chatzos, but here they already brought the Korban on his behalf. It was done B'Kashus before the Misa. And now he was Yotzizai, the mitzvah of Hakrovas Korban Pesach. What's left in front of him is the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach, and we're going to tell him to be Tovel and eat the Korban Pesach at night. Again, one wonders, and I'm just thinking out loud, why the Mishnah had to bother telling me this, because if they already were Makir of the Korban Pesach, his doch, for sure he's Yotze. We're not going to say he became an Onei L'mafreya, that the Korban was not Ola L'chovaso. But maybe the Chiddush here is that, okay, as far as Hakrovas Korban Pesach, he achieved that mitzvah. We can't take that away from him. We can't be mafkiyim when his karov dies subsequently and he becomes an onei. But as far as the achilas haPesach is concerned, is salkedait chamina. Now he's an onei. He's an onei before the chiyuv achilas haPesach. The aninus should trump his achila, and the answer is no. That he's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach because Lila is only Derabbanan, and all he needs is a tefillah, and he eats the Basar HaPesach B'Laila, and he's Mekayim the Mitzvah Achilas HaPesach. All this is because Haninus Laila is Derabbanan, according to Reb Shimon. The question why the Gemara mentions both Shechita and Zrika, which is taken up here by the Keren Ora, to teach you that Dafka, if A, the Shechita, and B, the Zrika was done before the Misa, then he could eat from the Korban Pesach. If they shechted the Korban Pesach, but they have on his behalf, but they haven't yet brought or implemented, I should say, the Zrika Saddam, and now he finds out that he's an Onen, is then the halach is that we cannot do the Zrika on behalf of an Onen. Because this is the sheet of Rava here, the fundamental principle of Rava is that Aninus Doraisa undermines the Korban Pesach. It's very interesting because the Gemara seems to be assuming that in the relationship between Shechita and Zrika, Shechita is sort of like a machshir to allow Zrika, but the Iker Kiyum of Korban Pesach is in the Zrika. And that reflects a lot of what we've done in Masechta Zvachim. In any event, Rav Adar Bar Masa has a kash on Rav. How could he eat the Pesach Bani Nusa? Omalei Rav Adar Bar Masa L'Rava. If we're talking about a case of mess, achar sheshchato v'zarku es damo, is ma'ida havi hava. What took place, as far as the mitzvah akrovas haPesach, was already achieved, and he was mekayim the mitzvah. Now we get to the zman achila ba'erev, he's an onei min rabbanon, according to Reb Shimon, because Laila is aninus de rabbanon. And achilus kodshim, he's enjoined from achilus kodshim, even b'laila, because he's still an onei. So why does the mitzvah of Achilus HaPesach, why is it doche the din of Aninus? With regard to other kodshim, for sure, he's an Onei Drabonon. Lila is Drabonon, but nevertheless, the Drabonon insists that he's not going to eat kodshim because he's still an Onei Midrabonon. But you're going to allow him to eat from the Korban Pesach. And to embellish the underlying svari of Rav Ada Bar Rav and his kasha, the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach is the same, basically, as the mitzvah of Achilas Shara kodshim. If a person doesn't eat the Korban Pesach, he doesn't violate a Chiyuv Kares. The Ikar Mitzvah is the Avos HaKorban that he achieved during the day before he became an Onei. So whereas according to Abaye, if you would ask the question why they were Matir, the Chachom were Matir, to someone who became an Onei after Chatzos, to eat from the Korban Pesach at night, you would simply say that if we would enjoin him from eating the Korban Pesach, maybe he wouldn't bring the Korban Pesach, and that would be a violation of an Issur Kares. So for the sake of achieving that goal of avoiding an Issur Kares and being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Hakrovas HaPesach, we're going to tell him that he's allowed to eat Balayla. And the Rabbanon Lo Hamidu Divrayim, all because of this package of Korban Pesach, which is so Chomer, which is an Issur Kares. But Rav Ada Bar Rav is not working with that premise. On the contrary, his premise is that there's a mitzvah achilus kodshim and the mitzvah achilus pesach. They should be equated as far as the law of aninus is concerned. And if you're telling me that he's an onei drabbanon according to Rav Shimon at night, and therefore he's enjoined from eating kodshim, then the same rule should apply to korban pesach, where we're not talking about a chiyuv kares, we're talking about an iser of achilus kodshim. In this case, achilus pesach. So you're undermining the separate, independent mitzvah of achilus pesach. So Ravina defends this approach against the attack of Rav Ada and clarifies the sheet of Rav. He says, Amalei Ravina, Achilas Psochim Mi'akva, that there's a din of Kaparas HaKorban, whatever element of Kapara there is in a Korban Pesach, and that depends upon the Achila. That's the unique nature of Pesach in the whole constellation of Zvachim. So if a person brings the Korban Pesach, he doesn't have a full-fledged Ritzui, and he doesn't achieve Kaparas HaKorban and fulfill his obligation until he's Mekayim the Mitzvah Achila. That's the unique dimension of Korban Pesach. And that will prove to you, he says, from Midarava, Rabba Barav Huna. And we're going to see later what Rabba Barav Huna says. Therefore, since somebody who doesn't eat the Korban Pesach has not really fulfilled his Ikar Mitzvah of Hakrova, he will be subject to an Issur Kares. And therefore, Lo Hamidu Chachom is Divrein Baninus Laila V'makum Sheish Kares V'Yitiris Achilas HaPesach. The Rabbanan not going to insist that you're enjoined as an Onein Balayla from eating Pesach and violating Achiv Kares. They were Matir the Achilas HaPesach. Amalei, so Rava turns to Rav Ada and he says, Sayis my deka amalach Rabach. You should listen carefully to what Ravina your Rebbe said. And he gave you an excellent answer to your question. Now at this point the Gemara wants to clarify the statement of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, and that statement is going to lead to Ravina's conclusion that Achilas Psochim is Ma'akev in the kiyum of Kaparas HaKorban and Korban Pesach. And the Gemara brings a braisa that's dedicated to the laws of Avelus on Yom HaKvura, on Yom Shmua, on Yom Likud HaTzamos. And we're going to have different interpretations of this whole enumeration in the braisa. Yom HaShmua is the day when the relative found out about the death of his relative. Likud HaTzamos is something that was very common in their day, back in the day, that they would bury a mess in a place that was deep, it was soft, it was a great place for the Ikal HaBosar. And then, after the Ikal HaBosar, then they would gather together the HaTzamos that were left, and they would bury him in a different place. And they would put him into an Aron. That was considered Makom Nichbad. And that day in which they transferred the bones of the deceased into an aron, that was called Yom Likud Atzamos. So the Gemara asks, "My de Rabba Bar Rav Huna, what is the meaning of Rabba Bar Rav Huna's statement, the basis of which we derive the conclusion that Achilas Pesach is Makeves? The Sanya we learned in a Braisa. Yom Shmuah, the day that the Avil finds out about the death of his relative, is Kiyom Kvura. It has the same din as the day of burial, even though burial may have taken place ages before, but it didn't come to the Avil wasn't notified. It's L'mitzvah Shiva Ushloshin. That the din of Yom HaShmuah has the identical status of Yom Kvura as far as the mitzvah of Shiva and the mitzvah of Shloshim. From this day and on, he begins to count Shiva and Shloshim, and he's knowing his Dini Avelus, the various Dinim that apply to Shiva and Shloshim. All this begins and it is kicked off by the Shmuah, the fact that he hears that his relative had died, no matter when the death actually took place. And then it says in this Braisa, Ule Achilas Psochem. That's the critical part of the Braisa. That the din of Yom HaShmuah, which we said has the din of Yom HaKfura, but that's only as far as the Mitzvah Shiva and Shloshim is concerned. However, Le'inyan Achilas Psochem, the din of Yom Shmuah is not like the din of Yom Kvura. And the Gemara is going to try to work this out, reconcile this. But rather, B'yom Likud Atzamos. Kiyom, I mean to say, Likud Atzamos. So there are two status on here. There's one status called Yom HaKvura, and there's another status called Yom Likud Atzamos. And if you ask what Yom HaShmuah, what status does it have? And the answer is depends. If you're talking about Mitzvah Shiva Shloshim, it has the status of Yom Kvura. If you're talking about the Mitzvah Achilas Pesach, it has the status of Yom Likud Atzamos. Echad Zev, Echad Zev. Whether you're talking about the Yom HaKvura or the Yom Likud Atzamos, is Tovel V'Ochel B'Kadoshim La'erev. The Rabbanah required a tefillah, and then they were allowed after the tefillah to eat kodshim in the evening. So the Gemara asks the following stira in the Braisa Hagufa Kasha. Amrit, at the beginning of the Braisa, you told me that Yom HaShmuah is Kiyom HaKvura L'mitzvahs Shiva Ushloshim, but not L'achilas Psochim. As far as Achilas Psochim is concerned, the Yom HaShmuah has the din of Likud Atzamos, not Yom HaKvura. Michlal, what is the thrust of what you're telling me? The Yom HaKvura, Afil Erev Nami Lo Ochil. Then on the Yom HaKvura, the Onen is enjoined from eating the Korban Pesach, and even La Erev, even the Erev that follows it. Vahadar Tani, but then let's go back to the end of the Brice. The Brice says, Echad Zeh, the Echad Zeh, whether or not it was Yom Likud Atzamos or Yom Kvura, Tovel V'Ochel B'Kodshim L'Erev. So it means that he's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So the question is, what in fact is the status of Yom Shmuah as far as Achilas Pesach is concerned? The Reish of the Braisa seems to assume that as far as Achilas Pesach is concerned, the Yom HaShmuah is not like Yom Kvura. And that would mean that the Yom Kvura itself is Afili Erev Lo Achil. The Gemara is trying to derive from this Braisa sort of going backwards. And although the subject of the Braisa is Yom HaShmuah, we get a glimpse at what would be the halach on Yom Kvura itself. That Yom Kvur itself, according to the Reish of the Braisa, would seem to be a no-no, completely excluded from Achilas HaPesach, because the Onen is also Achilas Pesach, and it applies even Li'erev Li'achrov. And that's why the Braisa says that Yom HaShmuah as far as Achilles Pesachim is concerned, has the same din of Yom HaKfura, means completely Osir. But on the other hand, it says in the Sefer Chetzeh V'Chetzeh that even Yom Kvura has the din of Tovah V'Yochel B'Kodshim Ba'erev. So the Gemara is going to offer a number of alternative answers. Omer Avchizda Tanoihi. Each Braisa is authored by a different Tana, reflecting a different opinion. In other words, one Tana reflects the Reisha of this Braisa, but the Sefer of the Braisa reflects a different Shita. And the Machlokas is, with regard to Yom Kvura, again, we're talking about Yom Kvura that's not Yom Misa, and therefore the Aninus of Yom Kvura is certainly on Min Rabbanon. The Tana who authored the Reisha is of the opinion that Tofes Lelo Imo, that this Aninus de Rabbanon of Yom HaKvura extends into the night, and the same status applies to the night as it does to the day. The Aninus excludes him from Korban Pesach. The Sefer the Brais, on the other hand, is of the opinion that the Laila itself is Mutar B'Achilas Kodesh, and we don't extend the Avelus D'Rabbanan of Yom HaKvura into the night. So that's one answer. Then the Gemara offers another answer in the name of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Lo Kasha, Khan, the Sefer the Brais that says that Yom Likud HaTzomos or Yom Shmua or Yom Kfur is Mutal Lecha B'chol HaKodshim Ba'erev, that's in the case of Shoma Shmua Al Meso Samach L'Shkia Sachama. That's right before sunset he heard the Shmua. And Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, when he mentions Samach L'Shkia Sachama, it doesn't mean Dafka Samach L'Shkia, he means any time period before Shkia Sachama, but not after Shkia Sachama. V'chein sheliktu lo atzomo somach l'shkia sachama v'chein meis lo mes somach l'shkia sachama. So in all these cases, I'm sorry, I skipped a word. V'chein meis lo mes ukvaro somach l'shkia sachama. So what's common to all these three cases? The shmua he received before shkia sachama. The likud atzomos took place before shkia sachama. And the Misa and the Kvura took place before Shkia Sacham, which means on the 14th of Nisan. All took place before Shkia Sacham. And again, you might ask, well, if it's before Shkia Sacham, so perhaps we have a din of Simchas HaRegel, which is Doraisa V'Samachta V'Chagech, and that should be Doche Avelus D'Rabbanan, which is a Sugya in Moed Kot and Yudalad Amid Beis. Because we're talking about Yom Kvura, not Yom Misa. And the Avelus is only Durabana. Now, if you can extend that Avelus into the night, there's a mitzvah Simchas HaRegel at night, and this Avelus, this Aninus, is antithetical to the mitzvah Simcha. They cannot coexist at the same time. But the din of Aninus, to be Osir and Achilles Kodshim, even if it's only Durabana on Yom HaKvura, could be knowing even during the Chag. That's not a stira to Simchas HaChag. He could mekayim the Simchas HaChag by eating basar and drinking wine. Again, basar here means basar chulin. But there's nothing to be dochli aninus regarding the Isur Achilus Kodshim. That's as far as the Reisha is concerned. Now, I'm sorry, that's as far as the Sefer is concerned, the Sefer of the Braisa. And that's where the Sefer of the Braisa allows Achilus Kodshim ba'eret. But Vakan in the Reisha, which we derive that Achilas Psochim is Muteres Balel Yom Likud or Balel Yom Shua, Balel Yom Kvura, that's already a case of Liachar Shkia Sachama. It's already Lela Pesach when the Misa happened. Well, I shouldn't say the Misa, I should say any of these three. You know, the Shmua was received or the Likud HaTzomos was implemented. So what happens now, and we're trying to understand the Reisha, since it was Liachar Shkia Sacham, and it's already Leil Pesach, the Zman Kvura was at night, the night is deemed or is defined as the day of Kvur itself, and the Aninus on the day of Kvur is only the Rabbanon. However, the Chacham went a step further and they said, we're not going to allow you to eat Kodshim, not even Korban Pesach, but if the Likud HaTzomus took place after Shkia, there the Achilas HaKodshim was prohibited on the Yom of Likud HaTzomus Min Rabbanon, the Chacham went Matir Achilas Pesach.
Just to review, if the Reisha, which was Mekil for Achilas Korban Pesach Balayla, is talking about Kodem Shkia Sachama, the Shmua came before Shkia Sachama, the Likud HaTzomus was completed before Shkia Sachama, and the Kvura took place before Shkia Sachama, in all those cases, the Yom of Likud, the Yom of Shmua, terminated before Shkia. Even if it happened a minute before Shkia, it's irrelevant. But with Shkia, the Yom passed. The Yom HaKvura ended with Shkia Sachama. And therefore, the din is going to be that Eino Tofes Es Leilo Ima Afilu Rabbanon. Meaning, if we're dealing with Aninus the Rabbanon to begin with, and now we want to extend it into the night, there's no Aninus Balayla at all. And that's clearly the reason why in the Reisha, as we medayik, he's allowed to eat Achilas HaPesach at night. That was the diik that we had. That's what the Braisa means when it says Echod Zeh, V'Echod Zeh Tovel V'Ochel B'Kodshim Ba'erev, and that's because the day itself was completed. It's Aninus, it's stay at Aninus before Shkia Sacham. But Kan, let's go back to the Reisha. And we were Nedaik from the Reisha that on the Yom HaKfuri, even Le'erev, he's still enjoined as an Onein from Achilas Pesach. That's a case where Li'achar Shkia Sacham, which means that if we delay the Zman Kfura until the Laila, because all this took place Li'achar Shkia Sacham, then that Laila becomes the Yom HaKfur itself. Now again, even though the Yom HaKfur itself, if it's not the Yom HaMis as well, is only Mirabonah, the Chacham nevertheless established an Isur V'Achilus Kodshim, and including that Isur is also Korban Pesach, with regard to this Aninus de Rabbanon. It's not like the case of Kodem Shkia Sacham, where the entire process of Aninus terminated with Shkia. Here, we're talking about Yom HaKvura Balayla. And if it's Yom HaKvura Balayla, that's basically when the Aninus of Laila begins. Well, albeit as a Drabana, because it's not Yom HaMisa, but nevertheless, if the Likud HaTzomus was after Shkia, then that period of time, which is Laila, becomes the Yom Likud HaTzomus. And let's review again, Rabosai, the Stira Lechora in the Braisa and the Yishuv of the Stira, which is offered by Rabba Bar Rav Huna. The Braisa, on the one hand, focusing on Yom HaShmua, compares the Yom HaShmua to both the day of Likud HaTzomos and the day of Kvura. We're going to compare Yom HaShmua to the day of Kvura with regard to all the Yisurei Ovel, the Nihugi Ovel of Shiva and Shloshim. However, with regard to Achilas HaPesach, we're going to consider Yom HaShmua as if it were the Yom Likud HaTzomos. And what does that mean, as if it were the Yom Likud HaTzomos? Which means that after the Shmua, as far as the night following, he's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So the implication of the Reisha is that he's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach Balayla. Then we get to the Seifa. The Seifa says the following. Echad zeh v'echad zeh tova v'ochel kodshim ba'erev. And that implies the following. That this Bryson is addressing two issues here. Yom
Hashmua and Yom Hakvura. The Reisha seems to assume, with regard to Achilas Psachim, that if we would equate Yom Hashmua with Yom Hakvura, they were going L'chumra, and we're saying that in Yom HaKvura the Onin is also Bachilus Pesach Afilu Ba'erev, and then we're equating Yom HaShmur with Yom HaKvura L'chumra as far as Achilus Pesachim is concerned. But the Seifa is addressing the status of Yom HaKvura, and in contrast the Sefer says that Yom HaKvura is Echad Zeh Tov V'Yochel B'Kodshim Be'erev. We thought that this Braisa was maintaining that Yom HaKvura is also Bachilas HaPesach, and that's why by equating the Yom HaShmur to Yom HaKvura we ended up with an Isur Achilas Pesachim. However, when we get to the Reisha, we talk about Yom HaKvura, the original, so to speak. There it says Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Tov V'Yochel B'Kodshim Le'erev. So again, Rav Chisda said that this is a machlokas tanoi, but according to Rav Bar Avuna, the way to reconcile the Reish and the Sefer is the following. We said that in the Sefer, we're comparing Yom HaKvura L'Kula, we're establishing Yom HaKvura L'Kula, and we're being Mater Achilas Psach. That's because whatever happened Somach L'Shkiyas Kam, meaning before Shkiyas Hacham. So let's say, for example, the Kvura was before Shkiyas Hacham. Everything completed itself before Shkiyas Hachama. Again, that's true even for Likud HaTzomos, even for Shmua. Everything happened before Shkiyas Hachama, including the Kvuras HaMes. Is in such a case, the thrust of Aninus Durabbanan terminates with Lila, because that was the Yom of Aninus. So Lila is not Yom Aninus. That's why the Sefer is saying Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh, that even as far as Yom Kvura is concerned, Balayla you're allowed to eat Korban Pesach. But the Reisha, and we learned from the Reisha that on Yom HaShmur, the Laila afterwards is Asur, so Leil Yom HaKvura, meaning the Laila following Yom HaKvura is Asur, that's talking about a case where it was Liachar Shkiyas Hachama, it was already Leil HaPesach, and that's when the Kvura took place. So the Zman HaKvura now is Belaila, that's considered the Yom HaKvura. So the Yom HaKvura itself starts Belaila. And again, even though, as I said before, the Aninus is only Drabbanon, but the Chacham Hamidu Dereyim, and they established an Isur Achilas Kodshim, which includes even Korban Pesach. Now the Gemara raises a question on Rav Bar Huna. Liachar Shkiyas Hachama Mai Dahava Havu. If you're talking about the Likud HaTzomos that took place after Shkiyah, so Mai Dahava Mashaya Haya. In other words, the mitzvah across Pesach he was Mekayim at the time of the day before the Shmua, or before the Likud HaTzomos, let's say. So when he's up to Laila, it's the time of Achilas HaPesach. Kasha is, the way you interpreted the Reisha now, that we're talking about Lachar Shkiyas Hachama, the Likud took place after Shkiyas Hachama, then why are you making this differentiation between Kodshim and Achilas Psochim? Maida Hava Hava, the mitzvah of Hakrovas HaPesach, he was Mekayim already. Now he gets to the Laila, it's the time for Achilas HaPesach, then why are they going to be matir him in the Reisha, the Achilas HaPesach? And on the other hand, you tell me Achilas Kodshim is Asura Olav. And Gemara answers, Elav Shmamino, we have to prove from this Braisa that Achilas Psochim HaKeves. So if we don't allow him to eat the Korban Pesach, he's going to be Chayiv Kares, because he's not included in the Havasa Korban Pesach. So therefore the Chacham Lo Hamidu Divrayim, in the case of Achilas Kodshim, other Kodshim, fine. But here in the case of Achilas Pesach, they're almost compelled to be Matir the Achilas HaPesach for someone who this Laila itself is Yom Likud HaTzomos, but nevertheless, you cannot be Machshir the Korban Pesach without it. Rav Ashi has another Tirutz. My, what does it mean? Echad ze v'echad ze. It doesn't mean bein b'yom kvura u'bein b'yom likut atzamos, the way we interpret it. Ela hachi kamer. This is what it means. Echad yom shmua v'echad yom likut. Whether it's the yom shmua, the yom likut atzamos, tovel v'ochal b'kodshim la'erev. The laila after the yom kvura is asur even in Korban Pesach, which is the way we understood the Reish as well. And the Gemara rejects this answer of Ravashi. The Ravashi bedusai. It's not correct. Michti alokoi. The words of the Sefer Echad Zeh v'Echad Zeh are right next to the Sefer. They're going on the Sefer. I'm sorry, right next to the Reish. They're going on the Reish. And the Reish established that Yom HaShvua has the same din as Yom Likud Atzamos. So if you're going to tell me that the Sefer is talking about Yom Shmua and Yom Likud is Zeh v'Zeh miboyle, he should have said Zeh v'Zeh. What does he mean when he says, let's read the Lashon, Echad Zeh v'Echad Zeh? It should say Zeh v'Zeh. Elo Shmami, no, we assume therefore that where Ravashi said is wrong. Now the Gemara goes back to the answer of Rav Chisda. Where do we find a machlokas tanoim about whether aninus de rabbanon applies b'leil yom akvura? My tanoi, desanya, we learned in a brisa. If a person lost one of his relatives, had masaimis onin olav, how long is the osa b'achilus kodshim? Kol hayom, but not beyond. Rabbi Yomer calls manchlo nikbar. We take it beyond the Yom HaKvura into Yom HaMisa. We take it to the Yom HaKvura. So he's an Onein. And up until, but not before, the Kvuras HaMes, he is an Onein. So his period of Aninus terminates with Kvuras HaMes. But Mayas Kinan, what's the case of the Braisa? I see Rav Osai, the hour is late. The sugya is still challenging to us here on Kuf Amud Beis. So officially we'll stop at Umay Tanoi, and the Mirtzim will pick this up in the next shiur.